Oh, oh, it's the music. Oh. All right, listen, don't give this guy a hard time.
I won't.
Because he's a red.
Or you.
What? Oh, I'm going to give him a hard time.
What about Q?
Yeah. Come on, then, bring him in. Here he is. Oh, it's the other lady's favourite in Scots. Woo! Whoopee, 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 whoop, whoop.
Hello, hello.
Kill thief. You kill thief, you.
We didn't thieve him. We bought
you pretty,
him.
Pretty much did.
Wait, it was a...
Did he how much for? £17.50.
£17?
I know. What a shocker. How are you, Scott?
I'm very well, thank you, Chris. Very,
welcome.
Very well indeed.
Oh, look at him. You tired?
Same condition as Ray.
What, up all night with him?
Well, and other people.
Well, what we're talking about with Ray, you would be up all night with him, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes.
Calm down. What? I tell you.
What are you saying?
I tell you that.
What are you talking about?
Oh, very funny. Anyway, so you had a chat with Cameron today, didn't you, on the phone? That was nice.
That was good.
Yeah? It was good.
I thought it may have been yourself. It was funny.
It was. It was me.
Was that Cameron? Huh? Why are you saying the same stuff?
I'm sorry. We'd like to hear it.
Yeah, if you want.
Would you like to hear it? Okay. This is a great call from earlier today with Scott, the man himself. Can I just say? I'm going to have to say this off the air, okay? Okay? Right? Okay.
Hello?
Morning.
Hello?
Morning.
Hello.
I'm Cameron.
Hello, Cameron. I thought it was you.
Certainly.
You just called a minute ago, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
No, did you call a minute ago?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
What?
Oh, dear. Morning.
Who's that, man?
I'm Cameron.
Cameron's voice, but you're not Cameron.
Yes, I understand.
And there you go, phone goes down. But you lasted very long, I thought it was good.
It was a good...
He didn't fall for it as much as Ray did, but still.
Did he fall for it?
Has he heard that yet?
Hiya, Ray! I'm just joking, obviously. Oh, am I? So anyway, so you're out of the house, well done.
Cheers.
Were you surprised that you finished third?
Surprised that, yeah. More, other than, you mean surprised that I didn't win or surprised that I lasted so long?
Well, both, actually. A little bit of both.
Yeah, surprised that I lasted. There's no way I thought it was going to last that long when I first went into the house. I just thought a few weeks would be good, half of it might be good, just so you'd have the experience. There's no way I thought I'd last the whole time, no way at all.
But then there is that thing, I would imagine, whereas the nearer you get, the longer you stay in there. Whether you're a competitive person or not, I would say... It gets to the point where you think, I might win this bloody thing.
Well, for some reason, no one was nominating me, by the look of it, or not enough to get up for eviction anyway. I was like, why is this happening? And so I sort of, towards the end, I thought I might make the last week, but once I got to that, I didn't think I was going to win particularly. I thought Ray had a good chance, I really did.
Well, you all had a good chance.
Well, I suppose.
But of course, the Lord was on Cameron's side.
He did have the Bible on his side.
He did have it, just a little bit. But I thought it was good. It was a nice final four, actually. I was kind of saying at first, I'm not really bothered by anyone. But then the kind of last week or so, I thought, you know, everybody kind of, you know, was really relaxed and chilled out. And I thought it was nice.
Yeah,
it was. And I thought it was a good little Friday night. I mean, I watched it all on tape on Monday. And I thought it was a good little Friday night.
No, the last week was really cool. It was just like four. It was like a family. Obviously, Cameron was the dad and Steph was the mum, and me and Ray were the little boys. But
it was naughty schoolboys.
It was just like a family. The last week, it was maybe it was a bit quiet for everybody, but it was. It's hard to force yourself to do stuff in that situation. You were just sort of waiting for the week to end so you could get out of the house.
What's it been like since you left?
It's been crazy. Like Ray was saying, not slept an awful lot, but that's sort of my own fault for staying up drinking all night. I could have gone to bed. It's not like I was busy.
But you can't go to bed, can you?
Nah.
You can go to bed any other time. You know, when you're 39, you can go to bed early for a year.
Yeah.
And catch up.
I think that's what helped Cameron as well, you see. He sleeps properly. I think that's why Cameron... That is the real reason Cameron won.
Did you think that you weren't getting much sleep or you were having restless sleep?
I didn't have a clue. I knew I talked to me sleep. Well, I didn't know I had a sleeping disorder.
apparently your sleep pattern is dreadful.
It is, well, I go to bed, I sleep as much as I know, I get up, but I don't feel like I've had like a restless sleep or something. I don't know. I wasn't there for it, but I was unconscious for it, basically, wasn't I? So it's hard to comment on it, Chris.
They're talking in your sleep thing.
Yeah.
See, now, I don't... I think everyone's prone to it occasionally. And apparently, I giggle or I'll mumble or whatever. I think everyone... whatever.
Yeah.
See, now, I snore terribly.
Yeah, I'm not
badly.
Snore, at least.
Oh, see, now, we went away for Dave's stag do this weekend. And we're all sharing these little twin rooms and stuff. And my girlfriend sent my mate John an envelope and said, oh, we'll give that to John when he's seen, because I was sharing a room with mate John. And in it was earplugs. And a note saying he might need them. Now, if that wasn't insulting enough, I woke up in the middle of the night and I rolled over and he was wearing them because I was snoring that bad. Now, I'd much rather say squatting over a mirror, checking out my hole, than snore.
I think it's more entertaining.
At least
you're making noise, the people in the bed next to you can listen to it and laugh and think, hmm.
And each night's different as well, otherwise snoring's always the same, isn't it?
Snoring's boring. Sleep talking is the way forward.
Do you sleep walk?
I don't think so.
See, now, and the other thing, and I'm amazed none of the blokes did this, is what I refer to as the old dead man walking thing, especially if you've had a few gargles, you've had a few pints, and you get up in the middle of the night to go to the loo. But you're a bit sleepy, and you're a bit disorientated, and maybe what you think is the door to the toilet isn't. I'm amazed no one did that.
It's so amazing. It's like a... Maybe that's... It's like heaven in our house. It's so well lit. It's really, really bright, so you couldn't make any mistakes like that. Maybe that's another reason Cameron won. The house was like heaven.
Maybe so. The angels were like... The cameras were the angels.
Yeah.
Watching over him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Why not?
Is it nice seeing everybody again? Like, you know, was pretty much everybody out last night for your little party thing?
Yeah, all the housemates were there. It was nice seeing all the sort of... the production team and all that stuff that we'd met weeks before and I hadn't seen for ages. And it was nice. It's nice just getting... seeing the old housemates again. Particularly people like Federico... Goss, Tanya.
Is it quite bizarre? Now, bearing in mind, you were in the house for the full run.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you were very close with Ray.
Yeah.
And you will, you know, you will have got very close with Cameron and Steph, right? And also, John coming back in would have helped a little bit. And I think everybody kind of got to know John almost a little bit better.
It was so much better when John came back, definitely.
So then you come out and everyone's down there and it's all great. And then, look, they bring all the other housemates on. And like Anushka, who was voted out first, who was in there for a week.
Yeah.
Do you go, oh, it's Anushka, but I don't really know anything about her.
Yeah, exactly that. I was like, I got on really well with Anushka in the first week, even though I did nominate her. I got on really well with her, and I thought she was a really nice girl, and was looking forward to getting to know her more, but she went, and now the other night when I was like looking at some of the people who'd gone weeks ago, I was like... I don't know you.
See, now I'm really pleased you said that, because it's like, you know, on the big Friday night show, they go, and here are all the housemates, all one big happy family, and for us, the viewers, yeah, it's great. You know, it's, oh, there she is from week one, and there's Sissy and everything, but of course, you know, after 8 weeks of Anushka not being there, you kind of go, Anushka, the curly hair one, yeah. That must be a bit freaky.
Well, it is, we all shared the experience, but there's definitely... The people who went, you know, first few weeks, you're just not seeing them for so... You spend a lot more time away from them than you did with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like, I don't know much about the people who went to the house earlier. I don't... I'll have to read it in the papers.
No, well... Or maybe not. Well, anyway, listen, thanks for coming on.
All right.
Going to play another record and then chat more with the legend that is Scott, the Harry Kuehl thief, Liverpool fan. Do you know, by the way, Dave was a diehard Evertonian?
Is he?
Mm.
Who have Everton signed?
Well, no one yet.
I've heard they're going to sign Robbie Savage.
Yeah, I heard that as well.
Really?
We'll talk in the next record.
I thought that was a joke. Really?
I've heard that as well.
Excellent. Okay, good luck. Scott was just telling me he loves this Sean Paul record.
So cool.
Yeah. It's called Like Glue, by the way.
Like Glue.
Like Glue.
It's the best tune I've heard since I've been on the house.
In the last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Ray keeps glaring at me. Now, should I be scared or what?
Yeah.
I should.
Definitely. He's got a
And he's got a bottle in his hand. He might... Oh, no, he's getting angry. I'm going to smack him.
Just don't upset him, Chris.
Well, I don't want to upset him. I like the guy, you know.
You've seen what can happen.
I know. He's like the Incredible Hulk, but he just doesn't get any bigger or go green.
No.
Do you know what I mean? But, you know, he's, he, see, I like, you know, I think he's a lovely guy.
Oh, he's sound.
Yeah. I just don't want him falling out with me.
No. Yeah. He's not violent.
No, not at all.
It's just the swearing. Yeah. You know, it's just offensive.
Just the kicking,
you know,
things, throwing things. Yeah. Smashing things.
Yeah.
But he's not violent.
No.
We're referring to a phone call that Ray received yesterday. That he had no idea it was us until about 1 minute ago. Can I just explain, by the way? This is a machine.
Morning. I'm Cameron.
And there's all these little buttons there. Including...
squatting over a mirror.
That one.
Checking out my bumhole.
So anyway, there you go. So yesterday, Ray's minding his own business when his phone rings. God bless him.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello, who's this?
I'm Cameron.
Oh, Cameron, what's the story, man?
Fine, thanks.
This is me. Are you going tonight?
Certainly.
Right, because I'm in Top Shop at the moment.
Yes, I understand.
Trying on all these clothes, and I've got, like, in the VIP section, and the trend advisors are hopefully not, like...
You're a killer.
It's just filming for this BBLB thing.
Oh, dear.
So, listen, what do you have? As soon as I've done it, I'll give you a shout, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
How are you keeping anyway?
Yeah, that's fine.
How are you keeping?
Nervous and excited and tired. Dry mouth. Excited, though, mostly.
Well, terrible. I've had about 6 hours sleep over the last 3 days.
Wow!
Yeah, I'm absolutely lost it, but I'm just going to do this stuff first, and then I'm allowed to go home and get a bit of sleep and then ready for tonight.
Certainly.
But, right, go ahead, I'll give you a shout then later on then, right?
Yeah, okay.
Cheers, man. All the best, right?
God bless him.
The whole conversation.
Hook, line and sinker.
It's not big and it's not clever.
Oh, Ray, I love you.
It is big.
God love you. Talking to a machine.
A whole conversation with a machine, that's fantastic.
Anushka actually went, who is it? Cameron. No, it's not. You're in the house. but what a laugh we had. Federico touched him for about an hour. It was very, very surreal. Right, anyway, so as you probably didn't realise, we switched on Ray and Scott from Big Brother here. More in just a second. One,